This is TWiT.
It surely does appear that our government, embodied by crypto-naive politicians, maybe willfully so, is one way or another going to figure out how to break into the encryption protection assets of American citizens. The most recent effort, dubbed the Earn It Act, is almost despicable. Okay, first of all, Earn It is the most tortured abbreviation we've encountered in some time.
It's sort of a retronym.
Oh, my God.
They come up with the name, and then they say what it stands for. They figure it out.
Never has that been more obvious than now.
Yeah.
It stands for Eliminating Abusive and Rampant Neglect of Interactive Technologies.
We've been neglecting them.
I think Lindsey was so proud of himself. Okay. So
Lindsey
get a load
Graham.
Of this.
It's Lindsey Graham and Dick Blumenthal, the
get a load
sponsors
of
this. Yeah.
What is it that strong data encrypting companies would be earning? The legislation proposes to strip the protection provided by Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act from certain apps and companies, which would then hold them responsible for user-uploaded content unless they provide a means for lawful access to their encryption-protected content. In other words, they're holding ransom the
Yeah, because these
the
are unrelated
harmless.
Issues.
Yes. Yes. They're completely independent. They're ransoming this necessary section of this Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which social media companies have to have. And everything about this is slimy. So in other words, the legal protections that currently serve, they're in place to hold all of our online social media companies harmless for whatever their users post, would now need to be earned by allowing law enforcement to have decryption access. Sadly, Earn It is a bipartisan effort, having been introduced by, no surprise, anti-encryption crusader Lindsey Graham, and also Richard Blumenthal, and other legislators who continually use the specter of online child exploitation to argue for the weakening of encryption. Remember that we discussed this back in December, end of last year. While grilling Facebook and Apple, Lindsey threatened to regulate encryption unless the companies gave law enforcement access to encrypted user data while pointing to child abuse. He said, quote, "You're going to find a way to do this, or we're going to do it for you. We're not going to live. Yeah, we're not going to live in a world." Oh, did you hear about how our illustrious DOJ is in the loop here? Anyway, we're not going to live in a world where a bunch of child abusers have a safe haven to practice their craft. Period, said Lindsey. End of discussion. Close quote. So the EFF notes that one of the problems with the Earn It bill, among many, is that the proposed legislation offers no meaningful solution to the problem of child exploitation. In other words, it's got nothing to do with it. The EFF wrote, quote, "It doesn't help organizations that support victims. It doesn't equip law enforcement agencies with resources to investigate claims of child exploitation or training in how to use online platforms to catch perpetrators. Rather, the bill's authors have shrewdly used defending children as the pretense for an attack on our free speech and security online."
It's a straw man.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. If passed, the legislation will create a, quote, "National Commission on Online Child Sexual Exploitation and Prevention." Okay, is that an acronym? Doesn't look like it. Tasked with developing, here it is, best practices for owners of internet platforms to, quote, prevent, reduce, and respond to child exploitation online. But, as the EFF maintains, best practices would essentially translate to legal requirements. They said if a platform failed to adhere to them, it would lose essential legal protections for free speech, meaning Section 230. It turns out that the best practices approach arose from a pushback over the bill's predicted effects on privacy and free speech. They had to get extra slimy. Pushback that caused its authors to roll out the new structure. The best practices would be subject to approval or veto by the Attorney General, currently William Barr, who has himself already issued a public call for backdoors. The homeland of the Secretary of Homeland Security, who has made a similar call, the chair of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, ditto again. Everybody wants encryption bypass. CNET talked to Lindsay Barrett, who's a staff attorney at Georgetown Law Institute for Public Representation, Communications, and Technology, who said that the way that the bill is structured is a clear indication that it's meant to target encryption. He said, when you're talking about a bill that is structured for the attorney general to give his opinion and have decisive influence over what the best practices are, it does not take a rocket scientist to concur, he said, that this is designed to target encryption. If the bill passes, the choice for tech companies comes down to either weakening their own encryption and endangering the privacy and security of all their users, or foregoing Section 230 protections and potentially facing a liability wave of lawsuits. A senior legal counsel for the ACLU said the removal of Section 230 liability essentially makes the best practices a requirement. The cost of doing business without those immunities is too high. So, bravo, you slimy snakes.
The thing that makes it slimy is if they were to be forthright and propose a bill, look, we don't like the fact that bad guys, including predators, child predators, can hide behind encryption. Let's make encryption illegal. If they were to propose that bill, which is really what they want, everybody, we'd all stand up and say, no. No. So they're sneaking it in. They don't mention, as Blumenthal pointed out, it doesn't mention encryption. It just has the impact. It's actually clever.
Yep.
But it points out that there isn't, I don't think, and they've run up against this before, the will in this country. People understand why breaking encryption is a bad thing. So they're going to sneak around us. So we all have to sit up and take notice. Section 230 has been under assault for a long time. And that's another big problem.
Yes. Yes.
It gives these online companies the same kind of protection the phone company has. You cannot prosecute AT&T if a bad guy calls you up and said let's plan an attack on the United States. You can't say, "Oh, that's AT&T's fault." It's not AT&T's job to listen to every phone call and make sure nobody's planning sedition.
And we don't want that. Yes, we don't want that in our society.
It would make the phone company untenable.
It wouldn't use it.
So, well, that's the other side of this, is you can't stop encryption. It's done.
Right.
So this is pushes it underground, eliminates protections for us, normal people, honest people, and makes it possible for bad guys to get into anything we do as well. Such a bad idea. There is a petition you can sign. I mean, I would go out and do that. Let them know that they didn't fool us.
Well, and the problem is by so cleverly cutting this pie the way they have, where they made the cut, one also wonders. I mean, clearly this will be challenged. It'll go through the courts. It may end up getting up to the Supreme Court. And again, it's like, would it get overturned or not? I mean,